commiserations, Dougie. You thought the halfway stage you had a decent chance, didn't you?
Yeah, I thought we were, you know, 290 on that surface. Yes, it was a small ground, and we knew that if somebody got in, it might be quite difficult to defend. I don't think the pitch changed dramatically. It maybe changed a little bit, particularly with the new ball, but actually after the new ball was done, the scores were very comparable. Thereafter, you know, it was, you know, the gloss was taken off an outstanding innings from Sam Hain and a great partnership in conjunction with Tim Ambrose. But, you know, just implementing plans and stuff and skill levels with the ball were lacking. And, you know, we spoke early before the guys went out about making them work hard for the boundaries, and it's exactly what we didn't do. So we got exactly what we deserve. So we need to look at that. We need to be better.
There were some good individual performances. Do you feel perhaps as a team we didn't do enough?
I think in the field and the ball we didn't do enough. I accept it was a small ground, and, you know, the outfield was quite bobbly and that sort of stuff, quite difficult, but, you know, there was enough there in the pitch to make it a little bit easier for the bowlers, and what we didn't do is ask questions of the right areas. You know, plans were lacking, it seemed, and if we had plans, they didn't seem to be the right ones, and our skills were lacking as well. So all in all, it was a pretty disappointing second half of the game.
It's been an inconsistent season, hasn't it, with the white ball? What do you put that down to?
There's no reason why it should be inconsistent. You know, we know what we're meant to be doing. We practice really hard doing the right things, and under pressure, it seems at the moment that we're actually failing to deliver what we want to deliver, or failing to sort of try and implement the correct plan at the right time. So, you know, a couple of things that we need to look at, and we need to look at them pretty quickly.
Yeah, because you've got two really big games with the white ball now, haven't you? Two deciders, effectively. Have you got the character to get through those?
Well, I'll tell you after these games. You know, I think so. I mean, I think, you know, we are a decent side. The great thing is we're batting well. You know, we're struggling at the moment because we can't seem to put the same team on the park twice. That's affecting us. But, you know, realistically, the guys that come in should be proficient in executing when we're under pressure. And that's exactly what we haven't done. That's exactly what we will need to do if we come through these two games.
Will you have Keith Barker available maybe for the two remaining games?
He's coming up to Old Trafford, so hopefully he will be available.
And Jonathan Trotwell, I know he wouldn't play on the T20, but would he play against Yorkshire?
Yeah, again, you know, we're just waiting on a physio report to see where he's at. His back's getting a bit better, but whether it'll be right for Monday or not, we'll have to wait and see.
So it is two big games. It's a challenge you should look forward to, I suppose.
Absolutely. You know, this stage of the season, you've got two knockout games in effect. We know we've got to win them. It's exciting to be part of this stage of the season, and these are the games that you look forward to as cricketers. But, you know, we need to put in a better second half of the game as we did to today.
Because you obviously wouldn't want your one-day season to be over this early.
Well, it wouldn't be ideal, but, you know, we've got two games, and, you know, we might be standing here in a week's time saying how well we bowled and how well we played. So, you know, it's a game that we've got to win. It's just an extension of a knockout part of the game. So, you know, it's good preparation if we do get there.